Hey, good morning. Today's daf is Tamura daf Yud Zayin. We left off at Tez Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah, a little bit more than halfway down the Yama. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And today's shiur is also sponsored by Mayor Penstein in honor of Rabbi Leibowitz and for making his shiurim available online. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Today we are going to complete the second parak of the Masechta, and we're going to begin the third parak of the Masechta. We're going to cover two Mishnayos today. We're going to encounter two Mishnayos today, I should say. The first Mishnah is going to tell us, it's going to make a distinction between Kachim and Tmura. So in other words, between Kachim, which is the initial stage of Hektish, and Tmura, which obviously is the stage where you try to flip the Kedusha from one to the next, with the end result, of course, that both animals wind up being kadosh, but we're going to distinguish the halachos, certain halachos that apply at the initial inception of kachim, and others that apply at the tamura stage, but not at the kachim stage. That discussion is going to take us through the end of the second parak. The third parak is going to be all about certain types of karbanos and whether the offspring and the tmura of those karbanos have the same characteristics as the initial karban. And the first Mishnah in the third parak is going to talk to us about the halachos of a karban shlamim. So if you have a karban shlamim, and the shlamim gives birth to a baby, and you have a vlad shlamim, or let's say you have a shlamim and you flip the kedusha of the shlamim onto a tmura, does the tmura or the vlad have the same kedusha as the initial shlamim itself? So we'll see all about that at the beginning of the third parak, which is on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So again, we left off Tez Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah as follows: Chomer b'kachim mi b'tmura, v'chomer b'tmura mi b'kachim. So kachim has certain aspects which are more chomer than tmura, and tmura has certain aspects which are more chomer than kachim. As follows, the Mishnah explains. Chomer b'kachim b'tmura, so kachim is more chomer than tmura, sh'akachim osim tmura. Because kachim, if the initial stage of kachim is so powerful that if you try to flip the kedusha onto another animal, in other words, make a tmura, which is what this whole masechta is about, you're able to do that because the kedusha is able to take effect and you can actually transfer, well, not fully transfer, because again, the initial animal retains its kedusha, but you can cause the kedusha to expand from one animal to another animal. However, if it ain't tmura, osa tmura. However, the chain stops by tmura, because once you turn one animal into a tmura, that animal itself, that kedusha, cannot be flipped, cannot be transferred onto a different animal. So that's the end of the line. You have one chance to make a tmura. Once you make a tmura, you can't use that tmura to make another tmura. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Hatzibur vashutfin makdishin avaloma mirin. Another chumra is that the tzibur, the collective group, as opposed to a yachid, and shutfin, and partners, they could be makdish, an animal that is owned by the tzibur or that is jointly owned. Avaloma mirin, but they can't make a tmura. The only person who can make a tmura is an individual. However, shutfin, if an animal is jointly owned by partners, or if there's an animal which is owned by the tzibur, they may not make that animal into a tmura. Umakdishin uvrin ve'evarim. Furthermore, you could be makdish as the initial kedusha, uvrim, a fetus that's in an animal, or a varim, or individual limbs of an animal, even if it's not an entire animal. Aval lo mamirin. But you cannot be meimir, you cannot cause the kedusha of tamura to take effect either on an uber, either on a fetus, or on individual evarim. And Rashi points out that this is like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who we saw in the first parak, who darshans behema b'behema, and he says, oh, the only animal you're allowed to make a tmura on is an entire animal, but not parts of an animal. It also has to be a live animal and not an uber. So those are the chumras that kachim have over tmura. Now the Mishnah continues, Chomer b'tmura mi b'kachim. In certain aspects, tmura is more chomer than kachim. Shaktusha chala al balas mum kavua. Because by tmura, the kedusha can be chal even on a bal mum kavua, even on an animal which is a bal mum. and says Rashi, what this means is that if you were meimer ebalas mum betzmima shel hektish, in other words, let's say you have an animal that's hektish, and the animal is a tumim, it's a pure animal, it's not a bal mum, and then you try to make a tmura from that tumim onto a bal mum, the kedusha takes that bal mum becomes kadosh with the kedusha of a tmura. Let's say I have an animal which is a bal mum kavua. So right now it's a bal mum, and I try to be makdish that animal initially. The halacha is that the kedusha will not attach to that animal. Why? Because kedusha can only attach to an animal where kadam hekdesho esmumo. We're going to see this in the Gemara. But if you try to be makdish an animal that's already a bal mum kavua, which is called kadam mumo es hekdesho, if the mum precedes the hektish, then the kedusha will not take, and that animal is not kadosh with kedushas haguf. It's only kadosh with kedushas damim. The Gemara is going to refer to it as kedushas eitzim vavon and bilva, that it's as if you're makdish something that's it's a thing, but it's not really a carbon because it's not fit for a carbon. It's a balas mum. However, by tmura has a chumra, because if I have a regular animal and then I try to flip the kedusha onto a bal mum, that will work. The bal mum becomes kadosh with kedushas tmura. Furthermore, by tmura, ve'ein yotze lechulin, and that animal, which is a bal mum, becomes kadosh to the extent that it does not go out to chulin ligzos ule aved. In other words, once I'm podeh, if an animal is hektish, you could always be podeh the animal from hektish. The question is, what are you allowed to do once you're podeh the animal from hektish? Are you allowed to behave with that animal as you would with any other animal? And you're even allowed to work with the animal, you're allowed to shear the animal, you're allowed to do anything that you want? Or is it a more limited type of pidyon that will allow you only to eat the animal, but not to do any work with the animal? So the halacha is like this. If there was an animal that had kedushas haguf, then when you're podeh the animal, you're allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to really behave with it like you would a behema of chulin, so you're not allowed to do giza va'avoda. However, if you have an animal which was a balmum when you were makdash it, so it never really had a full level of kedusha, then when you're podet, you're allowed to do whatever you want because there was never really a full level of kedusha that attached to the animal. The result of the tmura having real kedusha saguf, even if it's a balmum, is that when you're podeh the animal, it retains a certain level of kedusha. So yes, you're allowed to be podeh the animal for the purpose of eating it, but you're not allowed to be podeh the animal for the purpose of working with it or for the purpose of shearing it, because by tmura, unlike by regular initial stage kachim, if the animal's a balmum, there is a level of kedusha that is received by the animal. Says the Mishnah, Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda Omer, Asa Shogei Kemezid B'Tmura, that by Tmura, we have this concept which the Gemara is going to explain to us right in the beginning, that we make Shogeg Kemezid, that you're going to be Chayev on a Shogeg just like you are by a Mezid. We'll see what the circumstances are. Velo Asa Shogeg Memezid B'Mukadoshin. However, by regular Hektish, we did not make Shogeg Kemezid. Rav Elazar Omer, Akalayim Vatrefa Vayosidofen, Akalayim, which is a mixed breed, Vatrefa, or an animal which is a Trefa Vayosidofen, an animal that's born by a C-section, Vitumtum Vadrogonis, and a Tumtum and an Androgonis, Lo Kedushin, Velo Makdishin. They are not Kadosh, and they cannot make another animal Kadosh through Tamura. So what in other words, they can't serve as a Tamura, nor can they be an initial Hektish. The Gemara is going to ask, what are you talking about? In other words, the only way the animal could be tmura, the only way an animal can turn an other animal into a tmura is if that first animal was hektish. Because the idea is I take an animal that's hektish and I try to transfer the kedusha onto another animal, and that's an isser in the Torah, but the Torah says then both animals become kodesh. If the first animal was never hektish, how in the world would I think that I could flip the kedusha onto a second animal? The first animal was never hektish. That seems to be a prerequisite. We're going to see in the Gemara what case exactly we are talking about. Now it happens to be we know the halacha that a trefa kalayim and a yotzei dofen cannot be kadosh, cannot be hektish, nor can they make it tmura, because the pasuk darshins shor okesev oez, which teaches us that the only time an animal is eligible to become hektish is if it's either a shor or a kesev or an aes. It's got to be one or the other. It's got to be a single breed, not a mixed breed. It also has to be a vadai zachar or a vadai nekeva, because the Torah always tells us when we bring a karbon, the karbon has to be either a zachar or the karbon has to be a nekeva, meaning it cannot be a tumtum or an androgynous. The pasuk also says ki valeid. It says shor o kesev o eiz ki valeid, which teaches us that it has to be born via a natural birth. It cannot be born via a C-section. So that's how we know the halacha, that those types of animals are not bechlal animals that can become hektish. Says the Gemara, my time with Rav Yossi Brav Yehuda. What is the reason of Rav Yossi Brav Yehuda, who says that by tmura we are osa shogeg kemezid? So what does that mean? So says the Gemara, Amar Kra yieh kodesh, because it says yieh kodesh, hu tmura so yieh kodesh, lirabos shogeg kemezid. It comes to include shogeg kemezid, that just like your chayev by a mezid, if you're maimer b'mezid, so to your chayev if you're maimer b'shogeg. Says the Gemara, I understand what those words mean, but what do the concepts mean? Hey chedami shogeg kemezid, Amar Chizkiya kesover shu mutter lahamir, that you thought that it was mutter to be maimer. You didn't realize you were violating an isser in the Torah. So in other words, you were a shogeg in that you didn't think you were doing an avera. Gabe tmura laki, by tmura you would get malchus, because you get malchus even for a shogeg. Gabe kachim lo laki, however, by kachim it has a regular halacha of a shogeg, and you would not get malchus. Lishnachrina, and we're going to follow the girs and the mesoras hashas here on the side. Kesavur mutter lahaktish balei mumim, that you are legabe mizbeach, that you thought it was mutter to be maktish abal mum to the mizbeach. So gabe tmura kadosh, by tmura it's going to be kadosh, because the tmura works by a shogeg. Gabe kachim lo kadosh, however, by kachim it is not kadosh, because again, by kachim it only works if you have proper intent, but not if you are b'shogeg. Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan Amrei, kesover lomar tmuras ola, v'yamar tmura shlamim. What does it mean when we say by tmura shogeg? What it means is that you bust the type of tmura that you're trying to do. Really, you intend to say tmuras ola, you say tmuras shlamim. So the wrong formulation comes out of your mouth. So are you still going to be chayev in tmura? So the answer is yes, because by tmura, we make a shogeg kemezid, and you're violating the isser of tmura, but the tmura takes effect even if you mess up the animal, the type of carbon that you want to be maimer. However, if you're makdish an animal, and you intend to be makdish an animal for an ola, and instead you're makdish it as a shlamim, that's called hektish petos, and hektish petos is not going to be a hektish. Lishnach rina, kesover lomer shachar v'omer lavan. That you thought you were going to be maimer with a white animal, and instead you're maimer with a black animal. Now we're back in the Gemara, the last skinny line. Gabi tmura laki, gabi kachim lo laki. By all these cases, by tmura you're going to get malchus, by kachim you're not going to get malchus, because the halacha is that by tmura you're chayev both for a shogeg and a mezid. By kachim you're only chayev for a mezid, you're not chayev for a shogeg. Next halacha, now we're on the first wide line. Rav Yochanan Amar ba'omar teitze zu v'tikones zu. That you misunderstand the halacha by tmura. What it means is that you misunderstand the concept of tmura. That you think it means that the first animal loses its hektish status, and the second animal takes the hektish status of the first, but you are not mindful of the fact that when you make a tmura, what you're actually doing is you're causing the hektish to attach to both animals. So you totally misunderstand what the effect of the tmura is. Nevertheless, you're still going to be chayev. And what's the shogeg by kachim? Kabe kachim, shenolad be'mum, necholim v'lo pidyon. And you think that by kachim, once it has a mum, that you're allowed to eat it without being podeit, which is not true, because the only way you're allowed to eat the kachim is if you're podeit. So lo lucky, by kachim you're not going to get malchus, because you were total shogeg. You didn't realize that you were violating halacha. Kabe tmura lucky, but by tmura you are going to get malchus. Rav Sheisha says, "Biomer ekonis labayizeh the aktish ve'emer midaiti. The guy is like, he's like saying a l'shem yichud that he's going to do the isser of tmura. He's mentally preparing himself. I'm going to go into the house and I'm going to be maktish an animal and I'm going to make a tmura midas. V'niknas ve'emer ve'ektish shalom midaito. And then he forgot that he said the l'shem yichud, and then hini muchan mezuman, and he goes into the house and he is maktish and he's meimer shalom midaito. So what's going to happen then? So gabi tmura lucky, gabi kachim lo lucky. So by tmura he's going to get malchus, because halacha by tmura is that he's chayiv both by a shogeg and by a mezid. By kachim he's not going to get malchus, because the halacha is he's chayiv only by a mezid and not by a shogeg. Okay, so that's what the halacha of shogeg and mezid was teaching us in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara in Elvaiter, Rav Elazar omer kalayim v'atreifa. So omer Shmuel, lo kedushim bitmura, they are not kadosh with tmura. In other words, they cannot become a tmura. V'lo makdishin lasos tmura. Nor can they make a tmura. So in other words, nor can they be the type of animal that can turn another animal into a tmura. Tanya, Amrav Meir, Umeachar Shein Kadoshin, Mehecha Makdishin. Hang on. From the fact that these animals can't become Kadosh themselves, how in the world can they turn something else into a Tmura? The only way you could turn something into a Tmura is if you start from an animal that's Hektish. If the animal is not Hektish itself because it can't receive the Kedusha, of course it can't cause an animal to become a Tmura. So what's the Chiddush? You're effectively telling me the same Halacha. You're pretending in the Mishnah that it's two Halachas, but it's really one Halacha. It's really one way of articulating the same Halacha. Says the Gemara. So says the Gemara. Ela iatamotzi ela b'maktish behema. No, we're talking about a case where you are maktish a behema. The acharkach nitrefa, and after that it becomes a trefa. B'maktish vlad v'yatze derech dofen. Or when you're maktish a vlad, and then the vlad is born by a C-section. Aval kalayim, because in those cases when you initially are maktish the animal, it's not yet a trefa, and it's not yet a C-section. So therefore, you need to tell us that lo kedoshin v'lo makdishin. Aval kalayim v'tumtum v'androgynous. However, by kalayim, tumtum, and androgynous, iatamotzi ela bevlade kachim. The only way this halacha makes sense is if we're talking about vlade kachim. In other words, your makdish, these animals, when they were still vlados. Va'aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, de Amara Vlados et Mura. And we have to be following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Vlad is Oset Mura. That ordinarily, if you have Vlad Kachim, that Vlad can make something else into a Tmura. So ordinarily, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Vlad can make something into a Tmura. So by Kalayim and Yotzei Dofen and a Tumtum and an Androgynous, he needs to tell us that this type of Vlad, if you are Makdish, this Vlad, while it's still a Vlad, cannot make a Tmura. So that is the Chiddush over here. So Amar Rav Papa, my time at the Rabbi Lazar, what's the reason for Rabbi Lazar, who says that the Kalayim and the Trefa and all these other types of animals are not included in the Halacha? Because it says Kebema Tameya, it's got to be like Kebema Tameya. Ma Bema Tameya lo karva v'lo nokta lo kdushas aguv, just like Kebema Tameya cannot be brought as a korban and it doesn't accept kdushas aguv. Also, these types of animals, they can't be brought as a karbon, and kedushas aguf generally doesn't attach to them. Therefore, they can't turn another animal into a tmura either. So Amar Le Rav Papa Larava, Varei Balmum, Delo Kariv, is it really true that any time an animal is not fit to be brought as a karbon, it doesn't receive a level of kedushas aguf? That's not true, says the Gemara. We have a balmum, delo kariv, which cannot be brought as a karban, v'nach delo kedushas aguf, but it does have kedushas aguf, because what we saw earlier in the Gemara is that if you have a balmum that is hektish, then it does require pidyon in order to be able to eat it. It's not like it loses its hektish status. So by a balmum, we see that you have an animal that's hektish, even though it can't be brought as a karban. So maybe these other types of animals, these other categories, even though they can't be brought as a korban, maybe they would still be hekdesh. Samarle, balmum, karav v'mino. No, a balmum is different because a balmum is closer at least to being able to be used as a korban, because a balmum, it's the right type of animal. The only problem is it has a blemish. So that animal can't be brought as a korban. But it's in the parsha of animals that can be brought as a korban. It is like other animals that can be brought as a korban, says the Gemara. Well, one of the animals listed on your list in the Mishnah is a trefa. Iachi trefa nami kakarva bimina. By trefa also, trefa, it's the right type of animal. It's the animal that can be brought as a korban. Elamai, this particular animal is a trefa, but it has other animals in its min, which are certainly fit for to be brought as a korban. Say elamarava kebema tameya. Now, the comparison is not to a balmum, it's to a bema tameya. Ma bema tameya, psula guf. Just like a bema tameya is a psula guf, afkol psula guf. Also, other psuli aguf will have the same halacha, meaning that they can't be brought as a korban, nor does any level of kedushas aguf attach to them. Well, fuke balmum de psul chisara ninu. So it comes to exclude a balmum, because a balmum is not a psul in the guf of the animal, it's a psul chisaron, meaning the problem with a balmum is that it's missing a certain limb. Says the Gemara, that's a very, very narrow interpretation or understanding of what a balmum is. A balmum is an animal with a blemish, but the blemish is not necessarily a chisaron in the animal. Says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Ada le Rava, velo sarua v'kolot, but you have certain types of balei mum, ksiv b'parsha, which are an animal with unsplit hooves and an animal with uneven limbs. And v'hani nami, psula guf ninu. These are also psula guf. In other words, it's a psul in the guf of an animal without it being a chisaron. If an animal has uneven limbs, it's not a chisaron. It's not like, oh, the animal's kidney is missing or something like that, and therefore it's a balmum, or one of the animal's forelegs is missing. It's simply that the animal is not formed properly. It has unsplit hooves, for example, so it is a psula guf. So you're trying to make a distinction between these other types of animals, a trefa, kelayim, a tumtum, androgynous, everything like that. And a balmum by saying those are psuli aguf. The balmum is a chesaron. Says the Gemara, not all balimumim are chesaron. Some of them are also psuli aguf. Zelamarava kebema tmeya. It's like a bema tmeya. Ma bema tmeya deleka bemina. Just like a bema tmeya. The reason that it can't be brought as a korban and doesn't accept any hektish is because there is no min of a bema tmeya that is capable of being brought as a korban. Afkol deleka bemina. Also, these halachas apply to other animals where there is no min in that animal that is fit for a korban. La fuki balmum da ika bemina. But to exclude a balmum, because there are other types of animals of that category, of that status, that could be brought as a korban, just not this one in particular, because it happens to be a balmum. Says the Gemara, my amr trefa ika bemina. So, says the Gemara, no, we already went through this. You can't say that this is the distinction, because by trefa, it's the type of animal that the min of the trefa is fit to be brought as a korban. The only problem is, this particular animal is a trefa. So lo dami labalmum bebeima tmeya, lo dami labalmum beima tmeya asura bachila, v'trefa asura bachila. So says the Gemara, and well, we can't say that the issue is whether its min is fit for other korbanos, because then there's no reason to distinguish a trefa and a balmum. Rather, we have to compare everything to a beima tmeya. Just like beima tmeya is asur ba'achila, v'trefa asur ba'achila, and a trefa is asur ba'achila, that's why you can't accept any kedusha. La fuke balmum de mutter ba'achila. La fuke a balmum, which is mutter ba'achila. So why is a balmum different from a trefa? The answer is because the trefa is compared to the beima tmeya, in that just like the beima tmeya is asur ba'achila, so too the trefa is asur ba'achila. La fuke a balmum, which is mutter ba'achila. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Hamakdish is a trefa. If a person is makdish an animal which is a trefa, tsricha mum kavua liftos alav. that we require a mum kavua in order to be poda the animal from hektish, shma mina, and says the Gemara parenthetically, we see that podin is a kachim lachilan leklavin, that you're able to be poda kachim in order to be machil them to, in other words, in order to be machil them for klavim. Because Shmuel holds, obviously, from the fact that it requires pidyon, Shmuel holds, unlike the Gemara that we just saw, that when you are makdish a treifa, it does receive kedushas haguf. Because it receives kedushas haguf, it requires pidyon. But a treifa is not fit for achila. So what's the treifa fit for? Why are you being poda the treifa? So you're being poda the treifa, you're going to do what you could do with the treifa. What are you allowed to do with a treifa? You're allowed to feed the treifa to dogs. So it shows that you're going to go through the whole pidyon stage, you're going to go through the whole pidyon process in order to feed this animal to a dog. So which happens to be a chiddush and is also a machlokas, because others say that you are not poda hektish to be machil for klavim. And in fact, the Rashi brings down that the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph in a couple of weeks is going to teach us, it's going to have this machlokas, and it's going to teach us to ein poda nesakachem lachilon leklavim, that you are not poda kachem to be machil them to klavim. Elamai, why are you being poda? Elaima osa kedusha lamus. So Elamai, it requires pidyon, but what happens once you are podit? You just let it die. You cannot be machalit to klavim because that's an embarrassment, so to speak, to the hektish and to the whole pidyon process. Rav Yoshia says that I don't have any of these problems with what happens when I'm makdish a treifa because there is no ketushas haguf that attaches to the treifa. Eina ela kamakdish eitzim valvanim bilvad. It's only like being makdish eitzim valvanim. And because it never had kedushas haguf, and therefore Rashi says, v'niftim lechol, v'niftis lechol leklavim, v'lav kedusha mikraya. Therefore, you can feed it to dogs, because the only isser of feeding it to dogs is when it really had a status of hektish, of kedushas haguf. This animal doesn't have the status of kedushas haguf. It never had the status of kedushas haguf. It's only kedushas damim. Therefore, you're allowed to do with it whatever you want. Says the Gemara, Tanan, kol ha-kachim shenasu treifa, any animal, any kachim that became a treifa, ain poden osan, you're not allowed to be poda them. Why? Lefisha ain poden ha-kachim lachilon leklavim, because you are not able to be poda animals to feed them to dogs. Taima shenasu, the reason that we say this halacha is shenasu treifa, became a treifa. Ha you may kara, poden osan. However, if they were a treifa from the beginning, the mashmos is, the implication of this brisa is, that you would be allowed to be poda these animals. Says the Gemara, Dilma haitana savar kol echad l'chazi l'gufa l'nachta l'kdushas agof. No, so it's not a raya like Shmuel. Maybe this Tana also holds the reason that you're allowed to be poda the treifa is not a raya that, oh, I could be poda the treifa to be machil to klavim, because that halacha applies only by kdushas agof. Maybe this Tana holds, like the shita that we just saw in the Gemara, that like Rav Oshia shita, that there is no kedushas haguf here. Tashma, Rabbi Lazar Amar, Aklayim vayotadofim vatreifa v'tumtim vadroganis, loktoshim v'lomagdishin. V'yamar Shmuel, loktoshim b'tmura v'lomagdishin lasos tmura. That they cannot be kadosh with tmura, nor can they make tmura. V'tanya, Amar Rav Meir, v'chimeach karshen kedoshim eichem magdishin, from the fact that they don't themselves become kodesh, how in the world can they make something else kodesh? So we only find this in a case where you're maktish beima, and after that it becomes a treifa. Ha'isa treifa meikara. However, the mashmos is that if it was a treifa from the beginning, lo nachta la kedushas haguf, that it doesn't have kedushas haguf. So Amar lecha Shmuel, says Shmuel, again, Shmuel is the one who said that it does have kedushas haguf, but you're allowed to be poda to be machal leklavim. So Amar lecha Shmuel, dilma achtan enami savar kol deicha delochazi legufa lo nachta la kedushas haguf. That Tana shkoyach, that Tana also holds that when it's not fit, there is no kedushas haguf, and therefore it's not a raya for or against me. I happen to hold that when a makdish, an animal that's a treifa, even though it's a treifa, it does receive the full kedushas haguf, and therefore we come to them achlokes of what am I now allowed to do with this animal. When I'm poda the animal, am I allowed to be poda for the purpose of being machal to klavim? Or is that an embarrassment to the pidyon process, and therefore when I'm poda the animal, do I just have to leave it to die? But to Shmuel, this brisa that you're signing to me is not a raya for or against, because that brisa simply argues on me. I say that an animal that's a treifa has kedushas haguf. you brought me a brisa that holds like Rav Yoshi, who says that it doesn't have kedushas aguf. Okay, so no raya either way. Hadron alach yesh per karbonos. Now we begin the third parak. So again, this parak is about the certain types of karbonos and the status that the vlados and the tmura of those karbonos have. So says the Mishnah, Elu kachim shav vladoseim v'tmuraseim kayotzebem. These are the kachim that their vlados and their tmura, their vlados and their tmura are like them. They have the same status as the original source of the kedusha. Vlad shlamim, a vlad shlamim, v'tmurasam, and a tmura of a shlamim. Vladan, the vlad of a tmura, vlad vladan, or the successive generations of the shlamim. Ad sofa kala olam, until the end of time, harei hein shlamim, they all have the status of shlamim, v'tunim smicha unisachim v'tunfas chazav v'shok. And therefore, you have to abide by all of the regular halachos of a karban shlamim, that you have to be somech on the shlamim, you have to do the smicha. When you bring the animal as a karban, they have to be accompanied by nisachim, you have to do the waving of the foreleg and the thigh, and the whole process that you have by the karban shlamim. So it's basically as the same halacha as a karban shlamim itself. It says the Gemara, why does the Mishnah have to get so particular with saying, oh, it's offspring, and it's offspring's offspring, and it's great-grandson, and everything until the end of time? I get it, that any offspring of this animal has the halacha of a shlamim. Says the Gemara, kibon detran vladon, vlad vladon atzof kol olam lamali. It's a very weird way of expressing yourself. Says the Gemara, tani didan shamei l'Rav Elazar, diyamar vlad shlamim lo yikrav shlamim. Now, because our Tana heard Rav Elazar saying that the vlad shlamim should not be brought as a shlamim, and therefore he said, v'amar le tana didan lo miboy bevladon delamadina. Not only do I argue with you by the Vlad Shlamim, that you hold that a Vlad Shlamim cannot be brought as a Shlamim, I say that the Vlad Shlamim has to be brought as the Shlamim. So not only do I argue by the kid, Ella, afilu atzof olam lomadina lecha, I argue with you all the way down the chain, all the way through the generations. You hold that the Vlad Shlamim can't be brought as a Shlamim. I hold not only is the Vlad brought as a Shlamim, but all successive generations also have the status of a Karban Shlamim. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili. So how do we know that the Vlad and the Tmura have the same status as the Karban? There's got to be Xeris HaKosov that teaches this to us. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, because there is, it says, Zachar, says in the Pasuk, Vim Zevach Shlamim Karbano, Im En HaBakar Hu Makriv, Im Zachar Im Nekeva, Tamim Yakrivenu Lefnei Hashem. So it says in the Pasuk, Im Zachar Im Nekeva. That's the part of the pasuk that we're going to darshan now. So minoni mili the Tana Rabbanan Zachar, the Rabbos as a Vlad, that it comes to include the Vlad, that the Vlad is the same halacha, and it has to be treated as a karban shlamim. Valo dinu, but isn't it a kal v'chomer that a offspring, that a Vlad of a shlamim has to be treated as a shlamim? Umat mura she'en gidulo hektish kreva. Vlad shegidulo ektish in adin sheyakriv. So if I have an animal and I make that animal and I make a tmura, so the substitute animal has the same halachos as the original animal, even though the substitute animal has no real connection to the original animal. It has the kedusha only because I try to designate that animal with kedusha. I try to flip the kedusha from the first animal to the second. But there's no inherent connection from the first animal to the second animal. So mazach, by tmura, it has the same halacha as the shlamim. By the vlad, where the animal comes from the first animal, of course it should have the same halacha. It says the Gemara, malat tmura shekein lo'avgaz b'chala kachim, tamar vlad she'ein lo'ag b'chala kachim. But no, you can't make a comparison because tmura is no egg by all kachim. No matter what type of karban you're dealing with, you can make that karban into a tmura. You can make a tmura of a karban. However, a vlad is not shayich to all karbanos. Why is a vlad not shayich to all karbanos? Rashi says it's a biological concern. Da ola va'asham zacharam ninu. Because a carbon ola and a carbon ashram are male animals, so they don't have vlados. So the concept of vlad doesn't apply by all carbonos, unlike the concept of tmura. Says the Gemara, Tamalomar, Zachar. Therefore, it says, Zachar, Larabas, Asavlad. That comes to include the Vlad, that it has the same halacha as the source carbon. Nekeva, Larabas, Atmura. And Nekeva comes to include the Tmura. Ainli, Ela, Tmura, Tmimim. Vlad and Tmimim. I only know that the Tmura of a Tmimim animal and the Vlad of a Tmimim animal can require the same halacha as the carbon. Vlad Balmum, what if you have the Vlad of a Balmum, where the mother itself is not fit to be brought as a korban, but the Vlad is a Tamim, or Tmuras Balimumim, or the Tmura of a Balmum, and Rashi points out we're dealing with a case where Kodam Hekdesho Esmumo, where you were Maktish the first animal before it developed a mum, therefore it does have Kedushas Agov. So right now that animal can certainly not be brought as a carbon because it's a Balmum. But you make a Tmura from that animal, or that animal, which, and again, now is unfit to be brought as a carbon, but initially was fit, now as a Vlad. So Minayin, how do you know that that offspring or that Tmura also has to be brought as a Shlamim? Tamalomar Im Zachar. Because not only does it say Zachar and Akeva, it says Im Zachar Im Nekeva. Im Zachar Larabos Vlad Balmumim. Im Nekeva Larabos Tmuras Bale Mumin. So Amar Le Rav Safra Labayev Epechana. So why don't we reverse it? So says, in other words, what the Gemara now thinks the Gemara is asking is, we said Zachar comes to include Vlad. Nekeva comes to include Tmura. Im Zachar comes to include Vlad Balimum. Im Nekeva comes to include Tmura's Balimum. The Gemara right now is thinking that why, when it says Im Zachar, are we including Vlad Balimum? Maybe we should include Vlad Tmura, and from Nekeva we should include Vlad, we should include Vlad Balmum. So says the Gemara of Epechana. So no, Mistabra Mimakam Shinisrabu Tmura, Tmimim, Nisrabu Tmura's Balimumim. Of course you're not going to flip it. From Zachar we learn Vlad. So from Im Zachar we're going to learn Vlad Balmum. Nekeva, we learn Tmura. From Im Nekeva, we're going to learn Tmura's Balmum. It's Pasha. Says the Gemara, no, Mi Kamina Olepuch, Im Zachar, Im Nekeva. That's not what I'm asking. Anakuli Kra Kamina. Ema Zachar Larabos Asatmura, Nekeva Larabos Asavlad. I'm not asking, oh, the word im should teach me a different halacha than the word that's associated with it. That's crazy. What I mean is, maybe Zachar should include a Tmura, and Nekeva should include a Vlad. Why do I say that Zachar includes a Vlad, Nekeva includes a Tmura? Amarle, Vlad Lashon Zachar, Mashma, Tmura Lashon Nekeva Mashma. Very simple, because Vlad is a Lashon Zachar, therefore it's Marbe, it's included from the word Zachar in the Pasuk. Tmura is a Lashon Nekeva, therefore its Reboy is from the reference to Nekeva in the Pasuk. So says the Gemara, Lamai Hilchasab. What is this? What is this halacha according to? So, in other words, says Rashi, "Lamai ilchasa kochi anach vlado shel balimum and iman lochazi likarev." What's the halacha that these vlados of the balmum are hektish because the mother, which is now a balmum, is not fit to be brought as a karban? Says the Gemara, "Amar Shmuel likarev aliba the Rebbe Lazar." Well, they are fit. The vlados are fit to be brought as a carbon, and according to the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, and Rashi explains, the Amar B'mas Nisan, Hifrish Nekeva li Ola v'yolda, if you were Mafrish in Nekeva as an Ola, and again, we just saw that an Ola has to be a Zachar, but if you were Mafrish, the wrong type of animal, as an Nekeva, and it gives birth, the Yolda, Vloda Karib Ola, and it gives birth to a Zachar, to a male animal, that male animal can be brought as an Ola, Afagavdi Melochazia, even though its mother is not fit to be brought as an Ola, Hachanami, Karva, Viafagavdi Melochazia. Also over here, you have an animal which is a Balmum. The Hektish preceded the Balmum. You were Maktish before it developed a Mum. Now it's not fit to be brought as a carbon. Nevertheless, if it has a baby, the baby is fit to be brought as a carbon, even though the mother's not fit. Says the Gemara, and I need this chiddush to teach me that the halacha is like Rav Elazar over here. Demal that they make kikam Rav Elazar ola dika shem ola al imo. Why, maybe, if Rav Elazar would only teach me that halacha by an ola, that where you designate improperly a female animal as an ola and it gives birth to a male animal, that you're allowed to bring the male, because even though the mother's not fit, I might think that's only by an ola because there is a shame ola al imo. How could there be a shame ola al imo if the mother animal is a female and you're only allowed to bring an ola from a male animal? So the answer is, Rashi says, because by an ola, there is an ola sa'of as well. And we know the halacha by an oaf is ein tamas v'zachros ba'ofos. There's no such thing as a balmum, nor is there a thing as male or female by a bird. So even though this female animal cannot be brought as an ola, a female itself inherently could have the status of an ola by an ola sa'ov. So there the mother is fit for something, and therefore vlados, and therefore shem ola imo, aval honey vlados lo karvi. But I might think that these vlados cannot be brought at all, because the mother, which is a balmum, is not fit for anything, kamash malan, that you can bring it, because even though the mother animal cannot be brought as a carbon, the vlad can be brought as a carbon. Barpada, Amar Barpada says, no, we're not talking where the vlad can be brought as a carbon at all. L'ri'iya v'aliba, v'aliba d'divrei akol. That in other words, you don't have to peg us into the shita of Rabbi Lazar, because when we say that the vlad has the status of a korban, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to bring it, actually. What it means is that it has enough kedusha, and therefore you have to let it graze and develop a mum. And it's a divrei akol, because even the Rabbanan who argue and Rav Elazar, who say that it cannot be brought as a korban, they agree that it's not chulin, and therefore it requires ri'ah until it develops a mum, and then you would sell it and buy other korbanos with the proceeds of sale. And we will see, actually, let's just do one more line. De Itmar, Rav Amar Li Kare Valiba de Rav Elazar, Rav Hapar Malaria Valiba de Devrei Akol. Okay, so that is the, that's the machlokas. Are we talking where you're actually going to bring this animal as a carbon, and it's like the Shita of Rav Elazar, who holds that you're allowed to bring the baby animal even though the mother animal is not fit? Or maybe we're talking that the animal can't be brought as a carbon, but nevertheless, it still does have some level of kedusha. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up from this place tomorrow.